Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the program. 5:03 is the time. That is the song right there. You know, you only have to hear that much of it to know exactly what it is.
True.
Satisfaction is the name of it. Or in parentheses, I can't get no, parentheses, satisfaction. Rolling Stones' first number one hit on the Billboard charts. It was July 10th of 1965.
And they're still alive?
They're still alive.
And they're still doing shows?
They're still doing shows. SoFi Stadium, Sunday, October 17th. Tickets now available at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations to...
Corey.
Was he the first guy to guess, or did a few people guess?
He was the first.
He was the very first guy?
Very first.
And he nailed it?
Very first.
How about that? Very good, Corey.
Very
well
first.
Done.
And very excited as well.
Yeah, he was a good Stone. Yeah, I think you got to be a pretty good Stones fan to know that one.
A stoner?
That's not what they call him.
Really? I thought they would.
A
Honestly,
stoner?
I really thought they would.
No, that's not what they call him. Just a Stones fan.
A Rolly?
No, you're... Stop it.
It's Friday!
Stop it.
Friday!
Don't make me resort to the old don't be an idiot comment.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, 5:05 is the time. All right.
This is a good song, though.
It's a great song. They have a lot of great songs.
All right.
If you want to hear the rest of that song,
hit up the Odyssey app.
Go to the Odyssey app. Yeah, they'll take care of it for you. But right now we're talking sports. This is the happy hour of the program. AJ Preller is going to join the show at 5:30 today. He was on right at the beginning of the show, a press conference, and detailed all the ins and outs of the trade deadline, which has come and gone. If you're just tuning in, wondering what big name the Padres acquired by trade today, the answer is they didn't acquire any. They didn't acquire any big names at the trade deadline today. Jake Mariznick was the only player added by the Padres today. Backup outfielder in a deal with the Cubs. Daniel Hudson last night, the relief pitcher. But all of the big names went elsewhere. It became official. Dodgers getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Giants got Chris Bryant, the former USD superstar and World Series MVP, goes to San Francisco. Javi Baez goes to the New York Mets. And on it went today. John Lester goes to the St. Louis Cardinals. And Anthony Rizzo from last night goes to the Yankees. Jose Berrios, the pitcher, winds up with the Toronto Blue Jays. Craig Kimbrell, the closer, winds up with the Chicago White Sox. There were a total of 26 trades made today across Major League Baseball. Over 50 names that you know are now on different teams than they were earlier this week.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I'd rather get to some phone calls and name all 50 of them for you, but I gave you most of them, most of the big ones that you know. The Atlanta Braves in the last week and a half have traded for four new outfielders. Whole new outfield plus one.
I thought they were going to stick with Jock Peterson, but I guess not.
Well, yeah, I guess not. They added to that today Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, and Adam Duvall. So the Braves think that they can still catch the Mets in the NL East. So anyway, just a little example of some of the moves that were made across baseball today. But the Padres were relatively quiet in the end. And if you missed A.J. Preller earlier, just a couple of things that I thought he said that were important, and we will kind of involve ourselves in those answers a little bit when we have him on the show here in 20 minutes or so. But A, he said the reports on the Max Scherzer trade being that close with the Padres just really weren't all that accurate.
They weren't even at the two-yard line.
We're not at the two-yard line was the quote he used. And the other thing he said is, you know, in the end, you know, there was nothing that that fit for us. And the guys we have right now, you know, especially starting pitchers, have got to get the job done. Because that's the glaring omission here. There's no question. I mean, the glaring omission is that the Padres, you know, didn't add a starting pitcher at the trade deadline. Because everybody, me included, felt like they really needed one, and that is a bit of a surprise. But AJ, you know, certainly looked through it. If you're wondering why didn't they go get Jose Berrios? Well, Toronto gave up two of their top four prospects for him. Kyle Gibson, I don't know, that one didn't get me all that
terrible.
Fired up anyway.
He's not terrible.
I didn't think he was terrible, but I don't think he's a big upgrade over what they have. And I think, you know, that was A.J. Preller's thinking. John Gray is going to pitch for Colorado tonight against the Padres. He didn't get traded. So
speaking of Rockies,
yeah,
didn't get traded. Trevor Story didn't get traded.
He was unhappy about
he's
that.
He's unhappy, and I just got a text from our guy Dave Marcus down at the ballpark. Trevor Story has been scratched with no reason right now, and we know it's not because of a trade. The trade deadline's 4 hours past now.
Yeah.
So it has to be either unhappiness or... I don't know.
Well, before you guess wrong...
I know. I was just thinking
for the umpteenth time.
I was just thinking, why do you keep doing that?
The whole Rockies team has had COVID in the last couple of weeks, and I'm not saying that's the reason Trevor Story got scratched.
Yeah, now you're putting out there something crazier.
No, I'm not. I'm putting out another possibility. That's all.
Okay.
But all right. So do we have the Padre lineup for tonight?
We do.
Right.
It was released a while back, actually.
Yeah, I just haven't been really paying much attention to the actual fact that there's a game tonight.
I know.
You know,
I know.
I'm
here,
so focused on the trade deadline. Not really.
Okay.
All right. We'll share it in a little bit. Let's get back to some phone calls. 833-288-0973. Paul, been hanging on a while. Paul, thanks so much for being there, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Just you guys are going to be talking to AJ Preller, and I was wondering if you could maybe ask him this. But for the last couple of days, I've been looking on the internet, listening to people talk on talk shows and all this stuff, and this Adam Frazier, this guy has more hits in the Major League Baseball than anybody else.
Yeah.
And all I keep hearing about this guy is, oh, yeah, he'll be a good part-time player. He'll be great coming off the bench. This guy should be starting immediately and should not be sitting on any bench.
Well, he
this
is.
This guy can help us.
He is starting tonight.
He did. He started three of the first four games he's been here, including tonight.
Yeah, and tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, but I keep reading about, you know...
I think it was a day off. I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
He took a day off. They gave him a day off yesterday to kind of get settled in, but he'll be in the lineup just about every day from now until the end of the season. So I don't know where you're reading, Paul, but get a new website because they're not right. He's definitely in the lineup. He did take a day off.
You know,
they gave him a day off yesterday to kind of get his affairs in order, but he's going to play all the time, and he pinch hit last night too. So.
Yeah, but then the thing about, like, the Max Scherzer, this guy, the Padres beat him twice this year already.
That's
okay?
True. That's
and
true.
And he's 37 years old.
That's true.
Okay. Look, I don't think that this is a big deal that we didn't get Max Scherzer. The Dodgers apparently, now, once again, you guys can tell me if this is true or not, but didn't the Dodgers give up their number one and number two minor league players,
yep,
along with two others?
According to MLB.com, that's exactly what they gave up. But they also got Trey Turner, who's one of the better shortstops in baseball. But, yeah, you know, the thing about Scherzer is it's easy to kind of dismiss it.
and you know, try to make yourself feel better. But if you get into that one game playoff and you face Max Scherzer,
he's a different animal,
and he shuts you down. You know, everyone's going to feel differently. But Paul, good phone call. Thank you. We'll pass it along to AJ when we have him on in just a little bit. Who else we got here, Scraby?
I don't know.
The next longest hold. I don't have a name on that one.
It's a credit union.
It's somebody from
a
credit union.
Are you calling from work?
Hello?
Credit union? Hello, credit union?
Credit union?
Are you calling
because I owe money? Who is this?
Who is this? Hello, credit union.
I don't know if they're still there.
All right. We're
doesn't sound like
that.
They're still there. All right. Let's move. Where should I go, Scrabe? Should I go to break?
Let's go to break. I'm going to screen everybody.
Screen all the calls while we're in a break, and then we'll get to phone calls, and then AJ Preller at the bottom of the hour. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Little traffic, and then more of our program right up until 6 o'clock. Stick around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5:20 is the time. You know, I looked up on the TV screen here, and there's actually a baseball game on. Games are going on. What are these teams doing? Playing games?
Oh, what are
they? I thought all it was just trading people. I thought that's all you did. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 5:20 is the time. Today was the trade deadline for Major League Baseball. 26 trades, count them, were made across Major League Baseball today. Over 50 players in the last several days have changed teams. Players whose names you recognize now with teams that you may not recognize. So quite a bit of action, but the Padres were mostly quiet. They did add Jake Marisnyk, backup outfielder, today. I don't mean to dismiss that. Jake Marisnyk was a pretty good player for the Houston Astros on their World Series team a few years ago. So he joins the Padres. And, of course, Adam Frazier earlier in the trade deadline period, and Daniel Hudson last night. So we'll talk to A.J. Preller about those moves in about 10 minutes. The general manager of the Padres is going to join us, and I believe Tony's going to be back with us for that as well. In the meantime, let's get to a few phone calls here.
We're going
to
rapid fire these people.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, it's up to Chris.
Go ahead. Rapid fire.
I mean, now I feel mean.
Start it off.
Now I feel mean. I appreciate everybody calling. So, David, you're on.
Hi, yo, David. Can you hear me?
Yes. Gotcha.
What's all right, up? I had a couple quick thoughts. First of all, Adam Frazier is worth almost one whole war more than Chris Bryant this year. So in terms of the infielders we acquired, I think we gained ground on first place there.
Nice.
Good point, David. I like it.
People are talking as if it's a disaster that the Giants got Bryant, and forgetting that 2 days ago or 3 days ago we picked up an all-star of our own.
It's true. It's true. The Adam Frazier
they
deal.
Are for, and you're buried. Right about the fact it that people buried. Are forgetting about it,
it got
too.
Buried.
That's right.
Yeah. One more quick thing is we're also ahead 5-4 on the Braves with 2 innings to play right now. And we will be for another couple months. So that's almost a free game.
We might have a game in our hip pocket is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I think people are losing their minds too much. And I don't want to have to have given up like Gore and Abrams for 3 months to Max Scherzer. That doesn't seem worth it to me.
Or Gore and Abrams to get Jose Berrios. I mean, that's kind of what Toronto
let
did.
Let alone Jose Berrios.
Yeah. All right, good call, David.
I think people are losing their heads over nothing.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate
that's a great phone call.
Sure is. Rack 'em.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
You want to go to David? To David?
No.
Really?
No, not David, David.
You can't, your mind can't handle
it. It gets confusing.
That?
I get confused. Gregory, you're on.
Hi, Gregory.
Thanks for putting me on, man. Hey, similar to the last caller, I would say keep your head on straight. We got an all-star. We got a closer who's been in the World Series. We also have Stram and Lamet coming back from injury.
True.
And maybe Blake Snell looks in the mirror and sees the 2020 version. Who knows? So not losing my mind. Grateful that we have a management team that's got an actual plan. I mean, God bless his heart. Kevin Towers was great. But it was not a plan, right? These guys show discipline, and I love that the asking price is too high for them. They said, you know what? We're going to hold on to what we got.
All right, Greg.
I like that because you know what? My life has been full of spending money I don't have. So so if I was in the front office of the Padres, all those prospects.
Padres did not spend prospects that they didn't have.
Yeah, they would
right?
be gone.
Or they didn't spend prospects that they do have.
Yeah, thank you, Gregory.
All right, pick another one, Scraby.
We will.
You're doing a nice job
right
now.
All right, let's go to the other David. My mind can handle it.
All right, David.
David.
Hello.
Yeah, tis Friday, and while the fire sale continues at my beloved Washington Nationals, I would have preferred to see them go to another team instead of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
However, we're all rest assured that since we're not at the 2-yard line at even that far, that you can't believe anything until it's actually done, no matter what it says on the web.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're right.
Exactly. That's hopefully we all learned that lesson this week.
We had what? 4 hours maybe invested in that possible action happening?
Yeah, we did. And it was a hectic and amazing 4 hours.
It was
hours.
About this exact time yesterday that the tweet came out that looked like Scherzer was going to the Dodgers, and we came back after a break and we said, oh, man, we're going to break your heart right now.
I know.
And that's when it all went the other way.
Yeah. I like Scherzer. I love Turner. I think they're fantastic. I just wanted to see them on another team. But
yeah.
I digress. It is finally Friday, and... you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks,
you
David.
Too, David. Thank you.
Got a ball game to play tonight. Got a ball game to play. Pre-game show at 6 o'clock. Ball game after 7. Rockies and Dodgers. Rockies and Dodgers. Yeah, that'd be a great game.
Man, we're carrying
We're
that
carrying
game.
Rockies Dodgers tonight just for fun on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's go to Joshua number one. Joshua.
Hello?
Hello, Joshua.
Hey.
Hey, Joshua.
What's up?
How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's up?
So,
hey.
We got a Padre fan back here.
Nice.
Who?
Hi.
It's little Clayton Padre.
Clayton. Hey, hi, Clayton.
I just wanted to say, like, what is, did I miss something here? Did the Padre sign a contract with the fans that said, we're going to win the World Series this year?
Some people feel that they did, yeah.
Hi. Blake Snell is an absolute stud. He may be having a bad year, but people act like these guys don't have lives. Okay, buddy, hold on.
All right, Clayton, man. He's a Chris fan. I like this guy.
People act like these guys don't have lives. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. These guys might be having something going on. He's a stud. He'll turn it around, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what Padres are certainly hopeful that the last 2 months are going to be more of the Blake Snell that we've seen in the past.
I think AJ Preller also put public pressure on Blake Snell to pitch better.
Well, I mean, he doesn't need the pressure put on him. He knows he has to pitch better. Clayton, man, I'll talk to you later. Have Clayton call me at home later.
Give my private number. You have a direct... Thank you, Clayton. You have
Thanks,
a direct
Clayton.
Line anytime you want, Clayton.
Clayton in there. All right, that's what we... let's keep going, man. We got another minute or two before AJ comes on.
All right, let's go to the other Joshua. Joshua, number two.
Back to back.
I know, my
Hey, guys.
I'm confused.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm the guy who called yesterday. Said I was going to be heartbroken when
I didn't get Max Scherzer. Well, yes. Hey, what
I'm
are
sorry,
you going to do?
Yeah, well... was in fact heartbroken, but hey, I'm glad that AJ Preller held it together. I would have been devastated even more so if we would have gave up all of our prospects for Berrios. Scherzer was the dude, I feel like, and I felt like if you gave up too much for somebody else, it would have been worthless. We wouldn't have had a guy to go into that one game series that would have been a Max Scherzer level. We would have went with Yu Darvish, the same place we're in right now. So I don't think it really would have changed too much. I think these guys will get it together, and I think people might be underestimating some of the moves we made with Frazier, and I think we also are underestimating the fact that keeping this ball club together as it is and how they've been working for camaraderie and growing together this whole season, I think that's a little bit underestimated how much, like, when you add somebody else, how much it can throw off kind of the dynamic of things. And I think these guys are going to push themselves, especially when they see some of the things that people have been saying and how we need to add pieces. They're going to let you know that you didn't necessarily need to add pieces.
Yeah.
And they did add a piece. They added an all-star second baseman.
And a pitcher last night.
Yeah. And they added to their bullpen, which is already a strength. Joshua, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you not being heartbroken, Josh.
Yeah, way to mend your broken heart. Nicely done.
We got to go to break because we cannot be late for the boss.
Okay, AJ Preller, general manager of the Padres, will join us when we come back. Stick around for that. Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., I believe, will be back.
Yes, and if you're online, we're going to try to take as many calls as we can.
Yeah, we'll try to squeeze in some more phone calls at the end of that interview. So stick around for your phone calls and more Gwynn and Chris on this trade deadline Friday, 97.3 The Fan. Hi, welcome back to the program. 5:36 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn, and Chris. Opened the show with AJ Preller's press conference due to visit with the Padre general manager here in the next couple of minutes. Before that, let's get a quick check of traffic out of the way, Scraby. All right, one of the craziest deadline days and weeks in baseball history, really. Eight guys who played in the All-Star game this year were traded during the trade deadline. Remarkable number of big-name star players. And Chris Bryant today went to the Giants. Craig Kimbrell went to the White Sox. Kyle Gibson, another All-Star, went to the Philadelphia Phillies. And, of course, Scherzer and Turner wind up with the Dodgers. We're waiting on A.J. Preller. Tony, at the ballpark, what's the sense? Probably a sense of relief from everybody in that Padre clubhouse. I would think that this thing's over with. No, Tony?
Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me, Chris.
I was talking to you, yes. Is there another Tony in the room?
I didn't hear you say that. Yes, I'm sure there's – I tell you what, having been down there, it definitely feels a little bit different today than it did yesterday and the day before. I didn't talk to any players specifically about it, but just the vibe, the body language was different today, and it was almost like there had been some weight kind of taken off of everybody's shoulders. And now hopefully they can. And listen, they played great last night. They can get back to baseball now without having to worry about losing a teammate or maybe themselves being moved.
Yeah, for sure. And we haven't talked at all about the game last night. We'll do some of that on the pregame show here coming up in about 20 minutes. But, Joe Musgrove comes up with the kind of effort they needed, right? I mean, seven innings, three hits, 11 strikeouts. The seven innings is the big number. Yeah. Padres have not been getting that out of their starting pitching. And it gives everybody or most everybody a night off, and now you got Ryan Weathers behind that tonight, even if he's limited a little bit. Guys like Pagan, Tim Hill, et cetera, are fresh and available.
Yeah, listen, I think starts like Joe had last night are so important, mainly for the regular season, right? From this point to you hopefully have a chance to play in October, your starters have to be able to carry that kind of load because the bullpen has kind of carried that kind of load through the first half. And we know from watching the past, I don't know, five, six playoff runs, starters don't really go as long in the playoffs. Like the moment somebody gets into trouble, bullpens get active and they usually come in the game. So if that's going to be the case and that holds true, it would be a huge benefit for the starters right now, just like Joe did last night, to start working into the sixth and seventh inning and shorten the game, shortening the amount of innings the relievers have to cover.
And tonight's lineup is out. We mentioned it a little while ago. Tommy Pham is the odd man out tonight, and I don't think that's a surprise necessarily, Tony. I mean, seems to me that with Adam Frazier, you know, picked up now, he's had one day off. Myers had one day. Hosmer had one day. It was Pham's turn, and I think Grisham had a day in there. You know, this gives Jace Tingler the ability to do that, and I know that, you know, the fans by and large seem disappointed, although most of the people we talked to on the phones this afternoon, Tony, while you were downstairs, were pretty happy about the fact that the Padres did not overpay to get anybody in the trade market, and that's ultimately what happened. But you know, you still look at this ball club. I mean, there's four all-stars.
Yeah.
The first four hitters in the lineup. It's not like the Padres don't have any talent left to them to compete down the stretch here. And, you know, that needs to be, you know, we got to remember that.
Yeah, Jesse and I were talking about it a little bit earlier. This team is still plenty good enough to go out and compete in the National League West. I mean, they made the deals pretty much in the offseason. You know, you bring in a Blake Snell and a Yu Darvish, and I know you fast forward to now, it may not seem like that, but when that deal is made, you're bringing in two number one starters to really anchor your staff, right? We thought Joe was on the rise. He has proved to be just that. So now you have three starters. And so it really becomes a situation where, I don't want to say the screws get tightened, but the magnifying glass is going to be put real close to Blake Snell. He's going to have to start pitching the way I think he himself and everybody else who's seen him pitch expect him to pitch. And if he does that, and Yu Darvish is going to have to get back on track here. He hasn't been the Yu Darvish we saw early in the season. Those are the things that kind of have to get going in the right direction in order for this ball club to, you know, be World Series contenders like we all expected them to be.
And that was pretty much what A.J. Preller said in his press conference today, Tony. And joining us now is indeed Padres General Manager A.J. Preller on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. A.J., thanks so much for the time. I know you answered a lot of questions already this afternoon. I'll try to come up with a couple of different ones for you, but Let's just kind of compare where you are this year after the trade deadline, where a lot of trades didn't end up happening, as opposed to last year at the trade deadline, where a lot of trades ended up happening. What's the difference in your frame of mind between the 2 years?
I think every year is different, you know, in terms of all these, obviously the volume and number of deals that you can line up and connect on. You know, I think, you know, last year and the number of deals that we made, you know, that's probably not an every year occurrence, and ultimately felt like that was right for our team and what we needed to, you know, put our team in position to get into the postseason last year. And, you know, we think it paid off and also put us in position to have, you know, to have good seasons and good runs, you know, this year and into the future. This year, you know, again, I think, we were prepared and, you know, our group had, again, like felt like we were in a good spot and, you know, we were able to line up on three deals. And, you know, maybe not, you know, in terms of like the headliners of some of last year's deals, but you know, we added the, you know, Adam Frazier, the hits leader in the National League, you know, an all-star player, you know, strengthened the bench as well with Jake Mariznek, from a defensive standpoint, plays all three outfield spots and, you know, can go out there and play the middle part of you know, play center field and provide some defense and speed, some base running. And then with Daniel Hudson, you know, adding to a strength in the bullpen, getting a guy that's you know, that's pitched in on the big stage with the Nats a few years ago in the World Series, having a great year. So, you know, again, I think felt like we strengthened our ball club, and, you know, overall, I think in both years we come out of it feeling like we've got a team that can play in October.
AJ, I see you almost daily, and you never don't have your phone with you. I got to ask you when, and I'm sure just like everybody else, you got the kind of notification that everybody else did. When you see the rumor circulating that the Padres are close to a deal with Max Scherzer, you obviously are in the thick of those negotiations. You know better than anybody else. The mere fact that it comes from Ken Rosenthal, who is one of the best we have in our business, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you saw it?
Yeah, I think, I think just like you said, I mean, when Ken Rosenthal, you know, I think, you know, that media report, he's usually extremely accurate. And I think, you know, knowing where we were at in the whole process, that, you know, it wasn't a situation where we were, you know, right there at the 2-yard line or honestly even really close to it. You know, at least didn't get that sense. So I think immediately, like, you know, our thought was, you know, the report's not accurate, and you know, maybe a little bit of, hey, what does this mean, and why is it out there? But, you know, again, I think probably the biggest thing is, you know, you see that information, you see that stuff, you know, you may talk about it for a minute in terms of like what it potentially means, but for the most part, it was, hey, let's keep trying to do what we need to do in order to line up on the things that we have in front of us to work out. So, you know, again, I think probably a little rare, because, you know, usually, you know, when Ken Rosenthal reports it, I'd say, you know, most of it, 99% of the time, it's an accurate report. This time, just being in the middle of it, knowing we weren't really there, and seeing how the rest of the day unfolded, you know, it was something that, you know, we kind of took notice of, and then kind of moved on with our work and kept grinding on the things that we thought we could line up on.
AJ Preller is with us, general manager of the Padres. Trade deadline has come and gone. And is it fair to say, AJ, that the sense that you've got a window open to win a World Series here, not just this year, but for the next several years to come, and I know that's what you've kind of tried to line up, did that have a lot to do with the fact that you just weren't going to be willing to part with certain prospects in order to get certain guys in the trade market this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think each, like I said, each deal is a little bit different, and, you know, ultimately it's not, you know, I think you got to be open-minded. So, you know, we don't go into anything saying, hey, we'll never trade this player or that player. I think we feel like, you know, we're prepared and have a, you know, reasonable sense of what fits for us. And, you know, ultimately that's what fits for us now and into the future. And in all these deals, you got to make decisions on the value of, you know, what it's going to mean to your team this season and then and into future years. And, you know, again, I think our goal is to put ourselves to win a World Series in Petco and in San Diego every single season. And, you know, it's a situation where, again, we're trying to line ourselves up and, you know, make decisions that, you know, I think like what we did last year at the deadline, we were able to make a lot of deals, but a lot of deals that helped us, you know, get to October and win in October last year and gave us that chance to win a World Series, but also helped us going forward. I think that's, you know, that's the name of the game at the end of the day. What we don't want to do is, hey, you look up and, you know, you're all in one season and then the next 7 years are mediocre to bad baseball, you know? So I think you have to judge, you know, hey, when do you have a chance to win the whole thing? We're obviously in a window where we're one of the better clubs in baseball, and, you know, we're doing everything we can to stay there for a long time.
AJ, I assume you guys go into a deadline with a with specific plans on what you want to do, what you want to address. Now that this trade deadline is over, how was that plan? How did that plan go? Did it go as expected? Did you get the things that you wanted to in terms of making this team better?
Yeah, I mean, I think you start off in terms of just big picture. Hey, these are the areas, you know, that we want to address on the club. Here, maybe the, you know, the specific you know, two or three different moves or different areas of the team that we feel like we need to fortify, you know, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, we added to our position player core. You know, we helped out the bench in the Mariznick deal. We strengthened the pen, you know, but I think, again, I think, you know, you get into these scenarios and pretty quickly, it definitely doesn't go, you know, from A to B to C. It's like all of a sudden, you know, you may have, you know, three ideas on the board that you try to, you know, that you start with, and usually, you know, you get phone calls. And this year was as active as any year. You know, I thought last year was extremely active. This year, really right after the draft, the phone call started coming in, and, you know, it really didn't stop right up until, you know, 1 o'clock, until the deadline. So that led to, you know, a lot of different possibilities, a lot of different conversations. Our big picture idea, what we were trying to do with the team, and, you know, where we were trying to strengthen, that stayed the same. But in terms of like all the different paths to get there, that changed pretty frequently over the last, you know, week, 10 days, just with the number of calls. And obviously you saw a lot of activity throughout the game, honestly, over the last few days.
AJ, thanks so much for the time, and thanks for being so kind to our listeners. I know they want to hear what you have to say. If I can sneak one more thing in, I'm just curious, with the fact that the Dodgers did what they did and the Giants were able to do what they did that make it any more difficult on you to not pull the trigger on a couple of deals?
No, I mean, again, like you're always, cognizant of the competitors and, but I think in this division, the NL West, and obviously with those two teams here this year, we know those two teams are really good, and we kind of expected them to help their clubs and get better. I mean, we felt like we got better over the last week, and, if you're going to come out of the NL West, you got to play really good baseball. And, I think from our standpoint, we're more focused. At the end of the day, you're aware of what other teams are doing, but, I think you make good decisions when you're making decisions that fit for yourself and your group, and you don't want to be reactive. We're not that type of group, and ultimately, we know our team better than us. We know our team well and our situation well, and try to do what fits for us. And at the end of the day, we know it's going to be a challenge. To come out of the West, and it is every year. And looking forward to the next couple months of games and playing some really good teams with the Giants and Dodgers at the top.
Last one for me, AJ. The offseason was a little bit different. It seemed like there weren't a lot of teams looking to spend money. You guys jumped in there and made a lot of moves that really put this team where they are right now. Why do you think it was so active this year as opposed to past years?
I think the biggest thing, I know it had been made at some point that it was a buyer's market. It definitely felt like a seller's market pretty early on. So I think when you start kind of surveying the landscape, there's a lot of teams. One, I think a lot of teams are in competition for a playoff spot. And I think for a lot of teams, every year is kind of a little different in terms of, when you start talking to teams about what they're trying to do. This year was pretty obvious. Even teams that are, 7, 8, 9, 10 back, there was no, hint from those clubs that they were selling. They were looking to add, looking to buy, looking to, to improve their club. Some of the teams, at the bottom part of the standings for different reasons decided they were going to hold on to their pieces and their players. So I think that led to a different dynamic this year. I think different ways to try to line up on players, and I think that led to a lot of the activity that we saw over the last few days, and made for a really fun couple of days for baseball and for the game with a lot of teams trying to compete and go for it. And it was really something cool to be a part of in this league.
Well, AJ, always fun to have you on, and very kind of you to spend the time with us and the listeners. Thanks again, and congrats on another trade deadline season passed, and best of luck here the last 2 months of the season. Hope we're talking to you when we get into the postseason.
Thanks, AJ.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, always good having AJ Preller right there, the general manager of the Padres. Very nice of him to make himself available on a day like this one, Tony, when so much happened. It had to be a little tempting, right, when the Dodgers and the Giants were able to pull off these things, and you're sitting there, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, here's what I'll say. Just think about what the Dodgers did after the Padres made all their moves in their offseason. What did they counter with?
Trevor Bauer.
How does that work out?
Not too well.
Not too well. That's why, and I say that because a lot of times when you make reactionary moves, you're reacting to something
else.
Good
point, Tony.
It's not well thought out, and I think AJ has done a great job, really since he's been here, of not being reactionary. Only going after the moves that he feels can help this ball club. Not worrying about what the Dodgers are doing or the Giants, just worrying about what the Padres are doing. And I think it always tends to work out better that way.
All right. Scraby has a couple of things that we got to get to before we get done here. Tony, I know you and I think we're going to visit again here shortly on the pregame show.
That is true.
That's why
I need to get out of here now and go eat before I have to come back and talk to you again.
All right. Go grab a little bite.
Bye,
you
Tony.
And I will talk in
see
about 10 minutes, 15 minutes on the pregame show. Scraby, you got to get to. You're going to do a score prediction tonight. What'd you pick last night? 3-0.
Yes, I did. Actually, I did. Right before we left, did you hear me? I said 3-0.
I didn't hear you. No, I didn't hear you last night.
3-0.
So you did not get a score prediction in last night, unfortunately. So you're still 0 for the season on predicting the correct score of the ball game.
Thank you.
But I know. I'm just reminding you. We're heading into August now.
Ugh.
Yes, you're the one that started this whole thing by saying how easy it was going to be.
Can I be let off the hook if I don't predict a score this entire year?
Yes, okay. You're going to be let off the hook when it's all over. You're just going to have to admit that you were wrong. That's all.
I think I have since then. I really do.
You think you would? You've admitted that you were wrong?
Yeah, I've said this is a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Than you originally thought it was going to be. Yeah. It's turned out to be quite difficult to pick the actual score of one baseball game, but Scraby Hill will give it another shot here in just a little bit. All right, before you get to that, we got a couple minutes before the top of the hour.
We have to do something first.
Oh.
This.
All right. Before we get done here and make way for the post-game show, for those who are tuning in right now, I put together this list. It's a mostly complete list, all right, of the name players that were acquired
during
the trade deadline.
All right.
Here we go. Not just today, but, you know, within the last several days or week or so, right? Everything that kind of qualifies as trade deadline stuff.
And I need some music for this.
All right, give me a little something.
Circus music?
Circus music? No, I don't want circus
music.
Okay,
then I'll just do this.
Just give me...
I'll just do this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not good either.
How about just give me I Don't Get No Satisfaction? That was pretty good earlier. I like that one from the Rolling Stones. That was the answer to our trivia question earlier. And who was it out there?
Corey.
Corey won the Rolling Stones tickets, yeah. Well, all of these teams in Major League Baseball are looking for some satisfaction. We'll see who ends up getting it. All right, the Dodgers, trade deadline acquisitions, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Danny Duffy, Billy McKinney. The Giants.
See, that guy, too. Like,
yeah, I know, the Padre killer, right? Billy McKinney, right. And he's going to play against the Padres again later this season for the third different team that he's been on.
Yeah, another reason the Dodgers are scared of the Padres.
I hate the Dodgers. All right, Giants picked up Chris Bryant, also left-handed reliever Tony Watson. Padres, as you know, Adam Frazier, Daniel Hudson, Jake Marisnik. On to the NL Central. Milwaukee Brewers add Eduardo Escobar, which I think is a really nice add, by the way.
Yeah.
And a pitcher that they got today, a Daniel Norris. St. Louis Cardinals still think they're in the hunt. They get two left-handed starters, John Lester and Jay Happ.
I mean, there's literally no one on the Nationals anymore. Juan Soto is the only guy.
You know what's funny? The Nationals and Cubs are playing each other tonight.
I know. Did you
both
see their
teams
lineups?
Have traded away their entire rosters.
That's crazy.
Cincinnati Reds added relievers Michael Givens, Luis Sessa, Justin Wilson. Out of the NL East, the New York Mets added Javi Baez and pitcher Rich Hill.
That is crazy, too.
Yeah, Javi Baez going to the Mets.
Mets really went all in again. And you know what happens to the Mets when they go all in? It doesn't work out for them.
Well, it's going to work out for one team.
The Padres.
I hope it's the Padres. But yeah, one team it's going to work out for, the rest it's not. For the Atlanta Braves, they get four new outfielders at the trade deadline. Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, and Jock Peterson. They also add reliever and closer from the Pirates, Richard Rodriguez.
That's a weird one to me as well, because the Braves, I mean,
they don't have a great bullpen.
They don't have a great bullpen, but they don't have a great record either.
Well, they're only, what are they, five games back of the Mets, something like that?
I guess you're
they
right. Feel the like NL East is not very good. It's right. Just like the NFC East.
Philadelphia Phillies add Kyle Gibson, the all-star right-hander. Freddie Galvis. Got moved to the Phillies today. Remember
that.
Him, the former Padre?
I can't believe he's still playing.
And another former Padre, Ian Kennedy, relief pitcher.
The
goes
same
to
Ian
the Philadelphia
Kennedy?
Philly. Yeah, it's the same Ian Kennedy.
Wow.
That's him. All right, American League additions. Oakland.
We're not done?
Oh, that was just the National League.
Oh, jeez.
Oakland Athletics, Starling Marte, Yan Gomes, Josh Harrison, Andrew Chafin. Houston Astros, Kendall Graveman, Phil Maton, former Padre, goes to the Astros. Mm-hmm. Yimi Garcia. Reliever from the Marlins. Seattle Mariners get Tyler Anderson and closer Diego Castillo from Tampa Bay. Yankees add Anthony Rizzo, Joey Gallo, Andrew Heaney, and reliever Clay Holmes from Pittsburgh. Boston Red Sox get Kyle Schwarber and Hansel Robles, pitcher. Toronto Blue Jays mortgage everything for Jose Berrios, Brad Hand, Joaquin Soria, and Jordan Luplow. Tampa Bay Rays add all-star slugger Nelson Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the Chicago White Sox. They're the only team in that division who added anybody because the rest of that division is terrible.
Yeah.
White Sox added Craig Kimbrell, Cesar Hernandez, and reliever Ryan Tepera. And there you have a summation of the acquisitions at the trade deadline.
I wonder how much longer Craig Kimbrell's commute was. Or is now?
Because
it takes a while to get around Chicago.
It takes a while to get from Wrigley Field to the south side.
I was going
to
say Comiskey, but yeah, I don't think
it's Comiskey
anymore.
Park. I don't know what they're calling it these days. But yes, depends where he lives, obviously.
Hopefully he lives in the middle.
Hopefully he lived in the middle. Yeah, good for Craig Kimbrell.
Can you imagine being like, hey, Craig, you're going to be traded, and he's thinking, oh, man, you sell whatever I got, got to get my kids out of school. No, you're going to stay in Chicago.
Yeah, you don't know where Craig Kimbrell makes his home. Okay, give me a score for tonight's game, and then we got to get to the pregame show.
I am going to say
Padres-Rockies, final score.
I feel like Trevor Story is dejected. I feel like the Rockies don't like themselves right now. I feel like the Padres have something to prove. So I'm going to say 9-2. Padres.
Rocky's going to score two,
Padres,
huh?
Padres, yeah. I'll give him two garbage time runs.
All right, 9-2, says Scraby for tonight's final score. We'll start talking more about tonight's game. The pregame show is next. Stick around for that. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back with me. Thank you, Scraby. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, AJ Preller. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.